My letter to the future. This is Home Sweet Homeostasis. I'd like to set things out by saying that as an evolving species of primate, totally making up a global technological civilization on a planet from scratch with no rule book, no outside guidance, no advice, I think we're doing great. The future I see is not mired by today's myth of violence, distorted by media bias, but it is built on a steady, inexorable progression of abundance and connectivity. Just think for a moment, this Earth was once a ball of rock. Whether molten or cold, there was no intimation way back then that it would burst into increasing life. How did life multiply itself? While we still don't fully understand the multiplying nature of this magic growth, we see it as fundamentally generative, and we must recognize that we are an agile, animate aspect of it. We are the living growth of abundant new forms. I lay this out because it pains me when I hear that we are other than nature, that we are contrary to it, innately alien. Because we are natural. We are naturally creative, naturally experimental, generative, mutative, naturally accelerating. Of course, anything new is disruptive to the environment in which it emerges. Our species is so disruptive that it can be frightening. So I do have concerns and fears about what lies ahead, but I recognise them as necessary trials of maturity. I'm struck by this idea that the impending ecological mega-crisis is a rite of passage for humanity. We are going through the painful awakening of our independence and responsibility. I see the civilization around us and its folly, not as a terminal problem, but as the passing terrible aesthetic choices of a teenager. See our species now in its adolescence, rebelling against our environment, our parent, setting ourselves apart from nature and its ways. We are testing our desires, taking them to extremes, unsustainable extremes, discovering the limits of our ability for experimentation and recovery. Getting hooked on substances like oil, which were clearly always a bad choice, but we have had to learn the hard way. Shouting in bad taste from sonar to microwave all across the spectrum without a care for fellow creatures. So antisocial, so immature, wisdom chides us. But we didn't ask to be born, and we're not tidying up the oceans. We can't slam a door and go to our room. Maybe Britain just tried to do this. But very quickly that spiteful rejection gives way to a loneliness, remorse, and then a desire for comfort through communion. We need feedback and reciprocity to grow. As one learns in life that true satisfaction and fulfillment come from giving and taking, and realizes that those actions are mutually necessary, we begin to mature. Our relationships become more reciprocal, less acquisitive and needful. In the early extreme, a baby needs to be fed and nurtured by its mother, parent. Our mother, Mother Nature, has fed us so much, but she must despair now at what to do with us. As we've outgrown our home and we have no future plan or any idea where we're going. Humanity, what do you want to be when you grow up? Just as an independent person will return to their parents and find that the relationships have changed, our nurturing environment can now become a mentor and a friend, one that we grow alongside and ultimately will need to take care of. We are only just learning to accept this and feeling the deep gratitude for this delicate, bountiful life. It comes so clearly, and maybe only when it is endangered. And that's when we begin to mature into caring. A metropolitan forest. Consider this. What comes next in our maturity is exciting, elegant even. I envisage a future without waste, a future where there is no contradiction between biology and technology, no us and nature, a home planet that is a real home, a mature home, one in which we really plan to raise the humans of the future, our children, where we delight in building better opportunities for their expression, freedom and fulfillment. My vision of the future holds a metropolitan rainforest. Just take a moment to visualize this. A metropolitan rainforest. A cosmopolitan planet. Wilderness in which to wander. Architecture born of biophilia. Social ecologies produced by unbridled xenophiles. An ecosphere and human civilization in crazy, constant, caring conversation with itself. Then it'll be home, sweet homeostasis, in this fresh, breathing future. the only home we've ever known, where we grew up together and learnt to love with a far fonder care than any other species could have kept it. Pride for our pale blue parents.